Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Romantic Sensual Saturday with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1. Let's be romantic and sensual tonight. Let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours? Let's go ahead and kick the show off with this piece that I have for the evening. It's called A Kiss of the Heart. I have never met a woman who can kiss my heart. Her lips so sensually glossed did their part. She reached beyond my layers of flesh and tissue and reminded me of an important issue, that her lips and kisses are nothing to play with, passion and so symmetrical. She used her tongue to massage each aortic ventricle like an oral surgeon. She made all sure that all my doubts and fears were off and not on. The touch of her kiss reached into the depth of my soul, that my French kisses were losing total control because my heart was being made love to by just her lips. I thought her fingertips were proving a point of their worth, but her touch is so unique in all the earth, shattered my feelings to its core. My sense of sight was clouded before, but these kisses upon my heart has me yearning for more. The sound of her love kiss moving through my body like a free-flowing river. I smell love radiating throughout my heart's nasal passages, reminding me over and over again I can't escape her soul kiss packages. It's not a peck my heart can simply just taste. My organic taste buds are telling me to own the heart's position as she continues to kiss without haste. The finality of her juicy lips on my heart is how she was able to touch a part of me that I thought died, and that so much was lost, and I no longer could be awakened, especially by some mythical charged arrow. So her lips she would lend and I'd borrow, this passionately, this sensually, heart's kiss. I pray I'd never miss again. And that's that piece.
Glad to be here alone with us.
Welcome back. Let's bring in my co-host for the evening, one of Tiffany's finest. Ladies and gentlemen, Stan the Man Phillips. What's good with you, Stan?
Oh, much better now that I'm with you right now.
Yes, sir, my brother. It's good to have you here hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here, man. How was your day? Day was good, I hope.
Busy, but good, yes.
Good, good, good. Wonderful, wonderful. But listen, I know you brought something romantic and sensual for the evening. So we're going to let you go ahead and get your piece out of the way so we can hear what the other poets have to say. The mic is yours, good brother.
My pleasure. This is off of a quote from Friedrich Hölderlin. I was raised by the song of the murmuring grove, and loving I learned among flowers. And I wrote a piece called Busy Bee. Enter a place of trees and flora. Nature's radiance gives colorful aura, stirring us a primal peace and passions. The diversity of her floral display, music of winds and creek on their way, soothes the soul while bees are taking action. The honey hunter, gentle buzzing song, approaches bloom for which it longs, ancient music as a prelude to romance. Gentle the parting of the petals, now winged lover softly settles in the core of blushing bloom, foreplay's dance. Now between them shared the moment, to their natures both now relent, and the pollen the proof of their sensual actions. This the glory as bee moves on, sharing pollen so more life spawns, fertile seeds guarantee next generations. So, sweet lady in floral dress, my passions to you I confess. Love and desire natural, why hesitate? We are as both flora and bees, and we have passions to appease. So, my lover, shall we or pollinate in peace.
Awesome. Beautiful peace, my brother. Beautiful peace. And you know what? There's a song that has been chosen for that peace. So if you don't mind, good brother, I'm going to go ahead and play that song that has been chosen. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
I love you.
There's something about you.
yeah, Stan the Man Phillips. Look at what your ink inspired tonight, my brother.
That was beautiful. I take nothing away from the gentleman. Nothing at all. He had the emotion, the emphasis. He was spot on with the whole idea of the song. But that young lady has a range. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's a serious set of pipes.
Absolutely. The good, great Keith Washington and Miss Shante Moore. Oh, man. Are you ready, Stan, to open up these lines and see exactly what inspiration of romance and sensuality will be presented tonight?
Oh, what else can I say but on to the next.
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we have one half host of the Love Zone and the host of Express Your Vibe, Miss VIP, Epiphany Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you? Hey, Stan.
Oh, good evening, dear lady. Pleasure to hear you.
Well, thank you. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece, both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, I mean, we can take the credit. We appreciate it, but we know who we have on the line. Stan, we know who we got, right?
Oh, beyond any doubt.
And with that voice, let's hear what you have for us tonight. What you got?
This is a piece called Reflection.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Sitting beside the clear, still water, a tear fell down her cheek. Her reflection told of the past, of all its illusion and confusion. Her heart wasn't excluded. There was a contusion to where once love stood. The winds whispered to the clouds, which passed the message to the moon. The stars overheard and they cried for her. She sat far into the night until a moonbeam shone on her. A zephyr softly passed, whispering, "All will be well. Love is here, standing by. No need to cry." She stood up rejuvenated, looked at the sky, and realized love was here inside of her all along. She felt it emanating through her. Her shine was back, and all she hoped for, longed for, was there as she turned and walked to his open arms. And that's that piece.
Oh, my God. Stan, you go ahead and go first, my brother. Stan, are you muted? Not sure what happened to Stan, but Ms. VIP, that was an amazing piece. It was so beautiful. And I hope you enjoyed the song that has been inspired by the piece. Are you ready?
All right. I am.
Here you go.
Without you, baby, I feel worthless. I'm living on the edge.
It's been an hour since you've been gone, and that's too long to come back home. I can't live. From your hand, sorry that I want you, lady, what do I do? You know you're everything I need. Oh yeah,
do what you want me to.
I would do anything.
Get on my knees for.
Oh,
VIP. I hope you enjoyed that song for your peace.
I did. It's wonderful when somebody begs.
Absolutely. Stan, you had something you wanted to say to Ms. VIP.
Yes. And I said it in the comments, and I meant it. Sensual and beautiful, with a voice that could melt butter through a block of ice.
Ooh.
Adrienne.
Wee. Oh,
no doubt.
Thank you, Stan. Thank you.
Now, before we send you on over, to the Sensual Lounge, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Absolutely. On Wednesday at 9 p.m., my diva, La Perla Negra, will be in the Love Zone accompanying me. And I think the topic is going to be, do you have enough energy to start a new relationship?
Ooh.
I think that's what's going to be. So anyway, do join us.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. And on Friday evening is, it will have to be the Friday after that, if that's permitted. And we'll have Express Your Vibe at 9 p.m. So if that's the holiday, then we might mix it, but you just never know.
Well, next Friday, the 12th is Express Your Vibe, and the Friday after that is Renaissance Poetry. So you would be back on. Express Your Vibe would be the day after Thanksgiving.
That's wonderful.
So that's the schedule.
We're going to give it a whirl.
All right. Well, get on over there and enjoy yourself and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
Keep your socks off. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, VIP. Whew, man, Stan, that piece accompanied by that song. Oh, man, what a beautiful pairing. Oh.
You are definitely spot on as far as the songs. No doubt.
Thank you, good brother. I appreciate it. I know. Yeah, man. But I know, Stan, that this next poet is going to give me a challenge. So let's bring in the other half of the Love Zone and the other half of Poetic Therapy and 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe. She is Epiphany's own, La Perla, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, Stan. How y'all doing tonight?
Yes. The lady of
doing
many
good.
Hats.
How you doing?
And many passions. Yes.
I'm good. What you mean I'm going to give you a challenge? What kind of challenge is this?
Let's just have to hear your piece. Let's have to hear your piece. So we want to let you go ahead and take over the mic, and let's see what you got for us tonight.
Okay.
Mic
is
yours.
Thank you. This is called My Addictive Chaos. I used to be in control of my life, but you have entered a space within me and awakened what I knew lay dormant. Now my soul suffocates being away from you, and it weakens me to my core. All because you touched my soul before my skin felt your fingertips. Constantly reciting my story aloud to me from reading it through my eyes. Your love, escorting the faintest whispers of sinful desires to the surface one by one, by relieving my stress of the day for allowing it to trickle down through your beard. Only you unleash my forbidden fire with a taste of ecstasy in your breath and juices of sweet satisfaction in your kiss. Now, I don't want calm, because the pure sight of you makes my soul moan, and the taste of your lips she's in my thoughts. I crave you, and forever I'll stay high on our chemistry. Yet you calm the chaos inside my head and still the storm of thoughts that steal my sanity. I feel like I'm losing it. What have you done, my addictive chaos? You messed that piece.
Hoo-wee, Stan the Man. What you think about La Perla Negra's piece?
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. You know, that there ought to be, you know, I understand. This is a team. Adrienne and Danielle, this is a team, and it works, and it works beautifully.
Oh, well,
but having one of them drop one after the other,
right.
There should be some sort of a medical advisory before that happens to you. That line, touch my soul before, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Too
yeah.
sweet to heat, yeah. My young lady. Too sweet to heat. Oh, my God. Sensual, beautiful, incredible imagery. I don't know if an old man can survive two of you at once.
Yes, sir, Stan.
Wow.
Tell him. That was
La Perla Negra.
That was a beautiful, beautiful ink, very sensual, very romantic. And I hope you enjoyed the song that has been chosen for the piece. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
See, man, I ain't tripping off none of my homeboys.
No.
And I ain't tripping off none of her girlfriends.
I'm sure, Raphael.
Because I can't do that. We're going to be together. We're going to do this.
Get up.
No, we can do this.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby.
Need a reason to say, you know I
right, all right, all right. La Perla Negra, what did you think of your song choice for your piece?
Oh, I loved it. That's one of my favorite songs anytime. I love that song.
Awesome, awesome. Well, going over there, enjoy and join, I should say, Ms. VIP, as y'all chill out and continue listening to some romantic and sensual poetry. And stick around.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm definitely sticking around.
What? I can't let you go.
What do I do now?
You got to let everybody know where you at, what you got going on. I can't just let you go.
Oh.
All
right.
There you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, next Saturday I will be in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. And that is where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and open mic poetry. That is Saturday night at 9. Monday night at 9 p.m., I am 1/4 host of Soul Cafe. And I am co-hosting with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Essentially, Janice, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Poetic. Now, y'all come on through there Monday night because we have a second half of the show that's called Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. Y'all never know what
yes.
you're going to come up with, okay? Wednesday night at 9, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. And like my diva said, the topic is, we would like to know, do you have the energy to start a new relationship? And y'all come on by there and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, La Perla.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, whew, what a special, special piece. What an awesome, awesome piece of poetry for the and the music stand. Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, you have been hitting it on all cylinders. But, you know, I love that question that they're going to have. Do you have the energy?
Do you have the energy? Do you have
energy for a new relationship? I think in the case of La Perla Negra, as many places that her beautiful voice graces, does she even have the time?
Hmm. Yeah, she seems really busy. She seems really busy. She
very busy, busy young woman, yes.
I think she has time. Let's bring in this next poet, Stan. Are you ready for this next poet to grace the mic and share their romance and sensuality?
Indeed.
Next up, we got Blaze. What's good with you, Blaze?
Here we go.
Yo, what's up? What's up, people? Standing man, my boy, Poet Meadows. The Perla what Negra did the damn thing. Goodness gracious.
Didn't she, though?
Woo.
She definitely
did. Telling
you. But, man, it's good to hear from you, man. How you feeling? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
She my mouth juicy listening to that joint, man.
I know that's right, brother. I know that's right. Well, listen. We ready to hear you, man. We ready for you to grace the mic and share yourself. Are you ready? You ready, brother?
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am.
Right. Oh, well, bring it. We are ready for a blaze.
Absolutely. The mic is yours.
I find it real crazy to be apologizing to someone for loving them so deep that Satan himself has never even seen its depths, and yet so crazily that insane asylum's brain's defiance needs a manual on its many steps. I feel I love you so much that the suspense needs to rest from taking so many relentless breaths. And you ask, When is the intensity less? I truly believe not ever, especially when your name is mentioned in these quests. And in the flesh, your breasts are seen as novelties of exquisiteness. Believe in things because I fucking love going deep in things, but my reasonings kept on a very short leash because I tend to be that freak when the spirit leaves and I smell your seasoning and which frees this beast to dress and undress your sexiness that needs to devour your sexy mess and beat that thing up ungodly, insanely treacherous. Let your lips ride this recklessness and wretchedness, wrecking shit positions that I must let you switch back in that thing up on me just the way you like it. Be your mind that you're wrestling with. Because, damn it, you don't know, but I know what to do while I'm inside of you. Feeling extra astronomical, perplexed, got your cervix sweating sheer to the point that you been needing me something desperate. Your neck is gripped gently as I feed you festive dick. I press against hips and nips as I grab you by your inner thighs and dig deep into your wishbone center. This gon' send you begging for me to stop as you try to get away, crawling on the floor, begging for me to hit it right there, right there. Daddy, can I get some more to you getting eaten out, legs straddling my shoulders? Yeah, because I'm that soldier, got your back against the wall, face smashed against the window, trying to get out the fucking door. Drag back in now. Envision this angle. 4:30. As I'm going ham, because, ma'am, you said I just can't get enough shit. I'm getting more thirsty. Put it all in me, mouth and all. Make me shout and fall. You want it more dirty? Sure. The worst me is here to explode that creamy gushiness from all your gushes, pull you from all you tried to hang on to and shove you through all your pushes, down every last one of your trees and beat up all your bushes, leaving you crooked due to how you took it and the death-defying stance and how I captain hooked it inside you all day, sauteed the way I cook it. Oh, sookie, sook it. Looky, look at how I cookie cooked it. I swear it'll seem like I didn't care here to tear shit up like people under the stairs. Please note, I'm Blaze, the crazed maze. The most grisly of all the black bears, but wait, the fuck? This was supposed to be romantic. Please, forgive me. Didn't mean to make you show panic. Damn it! How the fuck did we get here? How'd we get here? How did we get here? And peace. Please.
Ooh, stand a man.
That ending with all that erotica, all that flow going one way, for you to pull it back to that ending, that is a sweet twist. Nicely done. Nicely done.
Thank you so much, sir.
My brother Blaze. You know, this piece was really good. Beginning was romantic, was sensual. And then somewhere around the middle, then it went straight erotic. And then you tied it back into romance at the end and sensual at the end. And hopefully the song selection for your piece, you'll enjoy it. So hold on, brother. Here's a song for your piece.
Thank you, brother.
Polaris. Double M. Slip a slide collabo. Let's get it.
What he talking about? No, I've been a
rumor.
Let me call you out. Where you put your crown? You got a little style. Let me put it down until you walking on the cloud. Look, the time's now. I'm intrigued. Whenever I browse, I'll be sure you get things. Yeah, see what I did there? Slip a slide in the body until you get there.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. And if I just came from the spa.
Radio.
But girl, that was for something to go. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, you were just saying that last night. Girl, I swear to God, people pay for a smile like yours. And I'm loving it, yeah. And I'm loving it, I'm loving it. Girl, I swear to God, they'll pay for an ass like yours. If it wasn't there, yeah, yeah. And I'm rubbing it, I'm rubbing it. Oh, oh. You wanna know if we can make this confidential between me and you? Between me and you. Remember when I said I'm trying to find something to get into? I was talking about you. Talking about you, yeah, 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 yeah. I can't lie when I watch my baby. Her lip gloss box just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was for something to go. Now you can't believe that you did it to me. Oh, you were the same that last night.
Stay real with it, what they talking about? Ain't no rapper that's alive, call for Lauren out. Now can you deal with it? I probably ring you out. Cause I never tell a woman when my body count. Let me tell you about last night. I don't remember much of last night. How can I say it, keeping it polite? You left once, but she came twice. So get it right.
I can't lie when I watch my baby. And if lost I just came from the spa. Hair done too, but girl, that was for something. And I promise I won't tell nobody. The privacy is safe with
it.
Me.
I'm loving it.
Girl, I swear to God, I wanna get plenty time to test you. Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm rubbing it. And now I'm rubbing it.
Oh, oh. You wanna know if we can make this confidential? Between me and you. Between me and you. Remember when I said I'm trying to find something to get into? I was talking about you. I was talking about you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
J Lo.
Blaze, what you think of your song selection there, my brother?
That was nice, bro. Yeah, you definitely hitting them. You definitely hitting them, bro.
Talking about, bro. Hey, man, your piece inspired that song selection, man. So thank you for coming through and sharing your art with us, bro. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. Love, one mic.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for having me. Yes, sir.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Romantic Sensual Saturday with your host, Stan, the man, Phillips, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. Oh, man.
Yes.
Next up on the mic, Stan. Man, are you ready? Are you ready for this next artist?
I'm ready for whatever you got.
Man, this next artist, man, is none other than Epiphany's own host of the War Council, the hidden fly speak, honey dripper. Ripper 2.0. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. Happy Thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave. What's good with you, Javi?
Mojave.
What's going on? Stan the Man Phillips, it's been a month of Sundays. Good to hear from you.
True, true, sir. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you, thank you. I'm a little coffee today, but it's okay. I'm trying to wean myself off of this cough stuff, but we're working on it. Romantic Sexual Saturday. I wasn't even supposed to be here, but this cough doesn't let me travel, so I'm here. Anyway, gentlemen, it's been a fantastic show. Van, you are nailing these tracks. I kind of hate you right now. I'm just going to tell you that. You're just playing stuff that I was at. So I can't stand you. You can kiss my left elbow. That's how that goes. Kiss my left elbow. I don't like you for playing the good music.
I would take the compliment. I'm not kissing your left elbow or your right elbow. You can keep them both. But I'm honored and honored that you are enjoying the song selections for the evening, man. But more importantly, man, I'm interested to hear what you brought for the evening and see what song would be inspired by your
voice.
Well, are you ready, good brother?
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can get my bag real quick, you know, see if buddy came through. Was doing what they needed to do, so let me see if I can get in here and do what I can do quickly. All right.
Mic is yours.
Ready?
All right.
All right. Tell me if this is too loud. Can you hear it?
That sounds good.
Beautiful.
All right. It's the way, that you dance in my thoughts. You make me long for hope. I imagine your kiss and the way that sunlight would caress my face with blade of grass, full and green. Hug the blue sky and yell scene that our looks would transform into this babbling brook, the stone of our loan gone like a stream. You are a dream held sweet like the refreshments of sleep. I am unprepared for the way that you pour into me and share heart, mind, soul, golden delight, a full-bodied grin. I need to find a way to display pleasure. How your energy takes over me makes me as a grown-ass man blushing, rushing to figure out how to plane, train, an automobile when I'm all in my feels. If I just let you take over me, rule me with your whisper, your usual way of speaking gently, causing the line in my nature to rise. You become soft under my palms, filling them with the presence full, your lips smooth with intention, impressing impressive indentations that I feel even when you are gone. You are a make of classic curves, no breaks when we swerve, finger verse with verb. How may I serve you, queen? I long for the taste of your lips. I long for how long would let me play this mixtape of songs, soundtracks of love and interacts, the abundance of passion and never in lack. Let me plug into our connection, section into musical tidbits as we battle with wits. Mind you, I find you fascinating, the way your soul is emanating in every noun and verb you speak. I think of how your tongue shapes every word, carefully crafting conscious creative conversation, and we are comfortable in each other's space. Place love as the starting grace. You settle me. I'm so out of pocket for you. I take risks and chances in ways that I would never. Your clever quips, slips, pass all my defenses. I find you next to the heart of me, heartily. Your spirit loves me still. And I want to beg you for this kiss and hope that when we press our lips, these butterflies will appear. Like there will be a cartoon-like bubble that's filled with love. Some hyperbole on swole that depicts the feeling I am when I'm with you or around you. Some magical effect pops out, rocks out like a soundtrack telling you the mood of this scene. I dream this way. The sweetness of you seeing love takes way. Immediate. An effect of my perspective becomes beautiful like a painting by Kehinde Wiley. My wiles be riled up. Your eyes want him for a warmth. Your smile becomes a hug. Predictably, the shadow of my desire is illuminated by love. Imagine my mind being filled to the brim with you because your good intentions and more growing my heart from the ceiling to the floor. Touch me with your words, watch me bow in grace. My drum changes pace as it learns to beat the djembes to the rhythm of you. As it learns to beat the djembes to the rhythm of you.
Yeah.
Poem.
Yes, yes. Stan the man, Philip. What you think about my
I'm going to say it. The musical background you chose to follow that piece, the way you paced yourself through it, man, that was an excellent collaboration between the music and your words. Bravo, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
Mojave, Mojave, Mojave. Beautiful ink. Of course, the song selection goes very well with the piece. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I hope that you enjoy this song that has been chosen specifically for your piece. Are you ready?
Come with it.
you think about your song selection, sir?
Well, because it is Michelle and Dez Ocello, she's one of my favorite artists, one of the dopest people, and one of the first people I ever seen combine music and poetry together outside my door. It's a piece. I loved it. It's dope. Gives me a new soundscape. I hate you, Van Metals, because you keep playing these tracks, and I'm just going to have to bite you. That's all there is to it, because you keep playing, and there can only be one. No, you're not a Sith Lord. See, I have to be a Jedi Master, so I can't let the hate sway me and destroy me. I must give into the Force. I must give into it. But yeah, that's a very man. I just need to like burn a candle or two with the lights off with that song playing in the background,
yes, sir.
And just yes, meditate. Sir. It's real smooth, real smooth.
Indeed, I'm glad you enjoyed it, bro. Certainly, it's my pleasure to find a song that complements your piece. But my brother, before we let you go, let everybody know what you got coming up this coming Tuesday.
All right, Tuesday is War Council. Is this Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, and 6 p.m. Specific Standard Time. We will be talking about what are your sexual rules of engagement. What are the rules that you play by when you decide to engage somebody in intimacy, sex, things of that sort? What are the things that you're against? What are the things that you're not against? What are the things that you are deal breakers for you? What are the things that you would agree to? And what are the wildest things that would help you to agree to be intimate with someone? We ask all these questions on War Council. We're going to bring in a few cases. We're going to have a few things. We're going to talk about the infamous 2 for $20. Why you won't date me if I have a 2 for $20? Like, why won't you let me take you to the 2 for $20? Why? How come? Why come? You know, why come you can't go to the 2 for $20 with me? Why are you saying it's not an actual date? Why are you saying it?
Okay.
These are the rules of engagement. We're going to talk about the rules. We're going to talk about that. You know, the things that lead up to and include sex. Yes, yeah, exactly.
That's right.
There,
what rules?
There are no rules. But apparently there's rules for 2 for $20. You ain't dating me if you take me to 2 for $20. I'm like, you ain't hungry? You ain't going to eat this. You're
not going
to eat the 2 for $20.
You're not going to
eat. You ain't going to
eat. 2 for $20. You're not going to eat.
You know.
You're not going to eat.
Let me tell you how much of a conservative I am, even in a social situation. 2 for $20, you're not going to eat? More for me.
I love it, man.
Yeah, like,
I love it.
Like, you should be taking me out someplace fancy. I don't know you like that, lady. This 2 for $20 is good business. It's, you know, we're gonna ask these questions. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Because you know.
But man, listen, stick around. It looks like we got time for a second round. So find another one of your pieces if you so dare, my good brother.
Yeah.
We do have time for a second round. And
I see what I can do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is our good brother Mojave. We getting ready for round two, y'all. Stick around, Hav. We are getting ready for a second round, Stan. What do you think about that, Stan?
What can I say to the poets, but stick around for a second round. Here we go.
Yeah, man, stick around for a second round. We got to have a second round. Let's do this real quick here.
Oh, this is Paulie. Let the church say amen. La da dee la la la. La da la la la. La la la.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio.
Oh, well, excuse me.
On the For Real Entertainment Network.
Oh, well, he sounds like he comes from England or something. I don't know. La 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 la, la da dee da da, la la da da. la 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 la.
All right. All right, all right. Let's go back to Ms. VIP and see if she is ready. Ms. VIP.
Yes.
Are you ready for a second piece?
I am.
The mic is yours.
One second. Got to turn on. All right. This piece is called So This Is Love. Butterflies flutter in my belly. My smile is wide. The overwhelming feeling of joy is amazing to me. Every time I see your face, hear your voice, I feel there is no one who makes me feel the way you do. Your poetry sends me, thrills me to no end. I'm reeling in your intelligence as it matches mine. I don't think I could feel the love more today than I will tomorrow as we grow in this connection. Each day you are a blessing to me. I strive to be one to you. Whether I'm down and out or not, I will support you, be your physical, emotional, so effectively you thank God you found me. I know it won't always be bliss, but I want you. I want us. I want this. Who would have thought, being down this road before, that I'd be bestowed a final chance to experience the rest of my life, romance, candlelight, amazing sex, the mundane of holding hands, kisses in the morning and night, saying I love you every day. The feeling will always be new. This is me. This is you. So this is love and peace.
Ooh, stand.
Wow. This is why she's Miss VIP. Whether it's the piece she had planned for this evening or a piece she comes back to us with, it is always Miss VIP. Make no mistake.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
VIP, indeed, indeed. What another beautiful piece from your pen. And the song for
you. Thank
you. The song for you is right here.
Almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's sure to entice my curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a contradiction, and if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, and I'll be your water, and you're the perfect plan I never thought of.
Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes the light is blue. I can't help but stare at you. Don't stop your lips, the wind blows in my to me. You and
Selection for that piece this evening.
Oh, I absolutely loved it. Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome. Well, stick around. Enjoy the remainder of the show. One love, one mic, and box off.
Baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Next up, Stan. Next up, La Perla Negra back again.
Oh, ha, ha. Here we go. You're going to hit me with a double barrel again.
Oh, God. Yes, I'm back. I'm back.
Yes, you are. You sweet, sassy thing, you.
Thank you, silver-tongued devil.
Yes, I am.
Oh, man, I'm ready whenever y'all are.
What you got for us?
Oh, bring it.
All right. This is called Can You Hear What My Eyes Are Saying to You? You've looked in my eyes. Thank you. I'm sorry. You've looked in my eyes 1,000 times, and I've often wondered, can you hear them say, I love you? I've imagined what it's like making love to you, kissing your lips, having your tongue in my mouth while you're inside me as I rock with you, creating a steady, consistent rhythm, skin on skin, body to body, bonding, becoming one. Our pores soaking passion into the sheets, filling the air with the scent of us as I whisper moans of, I'm forever yours. While our souls hold each other's hearts, I've shared this dance before. Given just one wish granted, it wouldn't be for money or material wealth, but for a time. A time for you to understand all the things when my eyes spoke, I love you. For you to understand, I want to deal with you in a capacity that no one else gets to. Because I have the capacity to hold the space for you, as long as you open space for me. For you to understand that I really do give a shit about you. About us, about everything that comes along with us, becoming us. For you to understand that I will never shut you out, never turn on you or turn my back on you.
that I won't harp on when you make mistakes to make you feel bad. I want to be your escape, your light through all the hurt and chaos and pain, and simply brighten your day. Can you hear what my eyes are saying to you? And that's that piece.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Stan. Stan the man. Mm.
If anyone wanted to know why this voice and this lady is so prevalent in the Epiphany family, it's because she is this transparent. She is this straightforward.
Thank you, Sam.
Probably.
Thank you.
La Perla Negra, there's a song waiting for you and your piece, this beautiful piece.
Do
Are
it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Perla Negra, are you okay with your song choice for the evening for your second piece?
Yes, that was perfect for that piece. Yes. Man, had me closing my eyes and enjoying the glow. Yes. Thank you.
Awesome. You're more than welcome. It's my pleasure. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of this show while we get back to Mojave. One love, one mic.
That's true. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, let's go back and let's get Mojave, because I figured, Stan, you and I could close out the show with our pieces, but I got to get back to Mojave because he's, you know.
Yes.
You have to get back to me.
Iron Man, if you
Not really. Not really.
Yes, we did.
Oh, really? Yeah, like, you going to be ready? No, okay. All right, hold on. I'm just doing one thing. Let me see. This is just so complicated. All right. I think that I'm ready now. I think I'm
ready. The mic is yours.
Indeed.
Right. Wow. Okay. Here we go. See if this works out. Can you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Try not to make it too loud. This is unfinished. But this is a part of the pomp from the Get Down, so that's where this is coming from. All right. I love it. I love it when you look at me, and I can see how much you love me in your eyes. I love it when you look away quickly and smile. I love it when you kiss me and said that I hate you, knowing that you felt me and was feeling the essence of me. I love it when I can feel you, when you're angry. I love it when you act like you're not equally as in love with me. I love it that we both do the same things when we are angry. Maybe. Maybe it's the way that you disrobe. Perfect, like an orange and purple sunset to see stars with the last embers of sunlight radiating and glistening like this reflection. I don't know if anyone ever told you how perfect the space between your eyes and chin, how you make these lips speak arousal as they purse with the curse of stealing intention, kiss, breath, and soul. How you move your neck in this rhythm that makes my body contort. The courting of you was never easy as my hand demands the payment of your curves. You are a physical monetary exchange to roam freely on your range, divining where the underground wells and repositories of liquid passions waiting to be dug out lustfully, languidly licked. My fingers are understanding the huff of your breath till you breathe, and it is how your body wept, crying out. Under the sweet duress of my sure caress, what will your nipples say as they stand at my fingers and tongue's command? The perfection of your teats upon entry make my mouth complete. I want you as much as I can breathe. I want you to be tired from me putting my face in places that never see sun, and I know that you've shaved and cleaned yourself, perfumed lightly so that the taste of your skin doesn't sour my tongue. It is the way that my tongue runs laps, in laps, licking hungrily because your moans are sexy, the way they display your face in the passion and disarray, the greatest play, juicy. You tell me that you're balanced, that fruit and alkaline water grants you a level of pH that makes your taste perfect. Plate you. Let me sample a portion of you like grapes. Let me lick your clitoral pineapple, suck out all the juices from your caboose. If you are giving me a ride, then become a train. If this be head, and this be brain. The sweet pain of a bite will give you delight, causing passion to alight. Let me get you all over my fingers as you lingers. It's the scent of a woman, fragrant, as I become a vagrant, living out my fantasy in your back alley, sucking the fresh morning dew from your moans in your valley. I won't stop until your pussy pops, rivers running out. I devour like a pig with slop all over my face. Your clit is a respirator as I dive deep and refuse to come up for air. I find that your hips are fucking my face wildly, but you'll never escape my grip. And you say that I don't play fair, and that's to say it mildly. To say that I am addicted to your taste and I would never let the juices of you go to waste. I want this to hit you differently. When you give all that you can give to me, you will see the gleam in my eye when I tell you. Understand that not only can I feel you, I smell you. And I can complete you in such a way that sweetly. And you'll see the horns pop out when I say, I brought my dick with me. Boom.
Ooh-wee, Mojave. Mojave, Mojave, Mojave. Stan, what you got for Mojave? Stan, are you muted? You might be muted.
What have I got for you? Oh, let me tell you. Wow. I'm going to be honest with you. This is what I'm putting on the messenger right now. No mercy, no prisoners, no lack of passion. Damn, Harvey.
That's right.
Damn.
I know that's right, Stan.
My phone.
I know that's right.
Smoke coming out of its ass. What the hell did you do?
Brother, man, Harvey, this is beautiful, man. I know the prompt that you're referring to, and I love what you did with it. I love the piece. And there's one song that consummates that piece. So I got to play it for you, man. So here's your song that's inspired by that piece.
Here we go.
Movie, and you're the best part. Oh. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
Right, Mojave, Mojave, what did you think about your song for that piece, my good brother?
Oh, man, that's always a good piece. That's a classic, timeless love song. You know, when our children, they get to our age, they're going to be like, yeah, my father used to play this song. It reminded me of such and such. You know, that was the jam. Yeah, that's the jam. That's the jam. Very appropriate.
Thank you.
You do your thing. You're doing your thing, Poet Meadows. You're doing your thing.
There you are.
Amen. Guys, you guys are inspiring this music, man. I have no idea what I'm going to play throughout this show. When y'all come through with these kind of pieces, these songs just complement them so well. So I thank y'all for bringing the pieces to me.
Dan, all I can say to you is it works.
Thank you, bro.
Period.
You
are on point.
Mojave. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
I'm going to try. But thank you, Stan. That is very high compliment. Very, very high compliment.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
My pleasure, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave. We got another entrant. We're going to go to Just J. Just J.
Yeah.
Good, brother.
What's going on, my people? How y'all doing tonight?
Well, good, man. How are you?
Well, about damn time you showed up.
There you
tell
go,
again,
Stan. You tell it how it is. Don't you sugarcoat
tell
us.
Tell him again, Stan. Hey, man. So,
man.
So welcome to Romantic Sensual Saturday, brother.
Indeed.
Right. Man, you know, they got the right two dudes on it. You know what I'm saying? You two dudes exude this whole atmosphere that y'all done created up in here, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
But don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. Because we want to hear what you brought, Romantic and Sensual, for the evening. Are you ready, good brother?
Oh, man. Give me a half a second. Hey, man, I had to do the daddy thing this weekend, man. My daughter had been asking me to take her to the state fair all this summer, and you know, I told her I was gonna do it, and things end up happening, and we end up not making it. We went down there, and they was already wrapping it up. Yes, sir. You know, she was had tears in her eyes and the rest of that. I said, don't worry about it. We're going to Six Flags, and we're here now, bro. Today.
All
there
right,
you
that's
go.
Good stuff. Good stuff, bro. Good stuff. You know what to do.
All right. Let me go into this piece. This right here
right,
is a for real pick up your pen deal.
Ooh, all right.
All right. Tears of a Clown came apart with a butcher's knife. Motive, a broken heart. This is my death popped the corks. Champagne dreams bubbling effervescent as she christens her departure by walking out of my life. Leaving me weak and hobbled on streets of Kabul, the glass houses, the house, the laughter, drowning out my tears of shame and regret. I have reached the end of my rope for the love of you. The day the tears of a clown came apart with a butcher's knife into a broken heart. This is my death. Pop the corks, champagne drinks. Boom.
Stand a man. What you got for Just J's Inc.?
Wow. Stark. Real. Man, talk about the pain. Jeez.
Yeah, man.
You know,
like
I said before, you did not take any prisoners.
He did.
But you know what? I think it's something that we all have been through as far as the broken heart thing, man. You know, when you got a broken heart, I don't care what your position is. It's going to be what it is when it comes to you. I don't care if you always had that woman wrapped around your finger and she always brought you your water whenever you thought you was thirsty or whatever, but when that broken heart coming there from that woman being fed up with that man or whatever, oh, my goodness, it's the worst feeling in the world.
Absolutely, bro. And I agree. I remember that those phrases from Pick Up Your Pen, but believe it or not, there's a song that goes for that. So I hope you enjoy your song for tonight, my brother. Stick around. Hold on. Just stay with me one moment. This is your song for that piece.
That's that genius right there, man. I appreciate that a whole lot. I heard her pain. I heard his pain. Who is that
man.
Dude?
Man, that's CeeLo. CeeLo Green, brother.
Oh,
and Melanie Fiona.
Oh, I've been sleeping, man.
Yeah, man. CeeLo don't only rap with the Goody Mob. He sang
and other stuff.
All right,
man. Can't forget the other stuff that CeeLo Green does.
Right. You're right, brother. You're right about that.
But that was beautiful, man. I'm glad
man.
You made that connection right there. You made my day, man. I'm sitting here in Texas, man, with the old lady being a hotel and the rest of that, man. You didn't got me ready to go.
All right, brother. I'm glad I could do that for you, man. Great, great ink, man, that inspired that piece. And thank you for coming through, bro. We appreciate you, man. My love, one mic, always.
Hey, love you too, guys, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Stang you.
Thank you,
sir.
Bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Just Jay, coming through. Stan the Man Phillips, my brother. You are up next. Are you ready, sir?
Hello?
Stan, can you
what
hear
me? What was that?
Are you ready, Stan, for your next piece?
Yes, sir. Hang on one moment.
All right.
Hang on
all
one
right.
moment. Okay, here we go.
Mike is yours.
Just one moment, my friend. All right, here we go. Just a moment. Little discussion among the alleged elders.
That's all right.
So we can get on with what we do. All right.
Absolutely.
I think we're going to go back.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Excuse me. We're going to go back to a little something simple and sensual. This is Humidity. Across a terrain of silken skin in search of a torrid oasis. Each touch of the lips and tongue incites flames of lust in each kiss. Undulating surface in every twitch, as sweet sweat and sighs on the rise. Sighs open to the tones of passion's moans as each kiss ever higher on the thighs. Now the swelter and the salt touch on taste buds as the muscle spasms like quakes quiver through. This the delicious detention of this journey, obtaining the molten arching core of you. The most ultimate kiss now finds its mark as lips, teeth, and tongue set your flow loose. Grinding groans and growls, music, dear lady, with the final one sound crescendo reached. Baloosh. In peace.
Ooh, Stan. I love that. I love that. Beautiful ink. Exquisite and very romantic and sensual. And just for that, here's your song, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Late night, call your phone. lately you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized, and I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. It's more water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it and this ain't working and running out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, it's not like before, oh no. Tonight I'm making up for it all, yeah. For every time I let you cry, I know you've had to accept, yeah. Apologies, you haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before, yeah. Now I'm making up for it all. For every time to cry, mm-hmm. I will make your whole body smile. Please don't say no. Please just say yeah, yeah, yeah. Please don't say no.
Think of that
you
selection
are a at the music. Wow.
I appreciate that.
I have loved every single song that you have presented tonight. Every damn one.
Thank you, good brother. Thank you, good brother. Now, if I may grab the mic and do my piece.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, Stan. This piece is called Thinking About You. I've been thinking about you, wondering when I can see your ebony hue, that sun-kissed chocolate melanin absorbing the rays from its warmth, melting my heart from your existence, daydreaming about your consistence. Yeah, I've been thinking about you. And just what I'm going to do when I get next to your heartbeat and my physical being seeks your residual energy from the top of my head down to my feet. Because thinking about you all day, my feelings get in the way. I try not to seem anxious about what I want to be mine. I want to bask in your black sunshine. Tell the world that my natural tan is because she's the one for me, and I've been thinking about you. Waiting for you to tell me it's true, that your visions of a sunset included me and you're no longer brokenhearted yet. That way I'm in love. With love, I feel so excited and randomly have thoughts of your smile and your softness seals the deal. I've definitely been thinking about you. Sad that all the things I've been through could have been avoided too, if I only would have met you. To show me existence of real love, and I begin to understand why I've become so addicted to not just you, but the way I think about you. Would you, could you, can you, will you give me just a little more to think about? Maybe show me how I should have no doubt. Give me more soothing sensations that makes love's vibrations. Let them ripple through my soul. Make me whole. Without you, I'm incomplete. Competent enough to say the words, yet fragile enough to stop defeat, because I've been broken. Yet my heart wants to open, all because of what is coming into view. See, I've been thinking about you. And that's that piece. Stan,
I am about to post this to our board, my friend. And this is what I said. I've been thinking about you. Van putting the poet's heart to Billy Ocean's song lyrics. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Stan.
Love it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Appreciate you so much. Now, there's been a song that has been selected for this piece. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
You were in my heart.
Never mind
what you say.
Peace.